This is the Fantasy Lowdown on American Airlines Patriots.com radio. Who to start? Who to sit? Who's a sleeper and who's a bust? A weekly look at the upcoming weekend in fantasy football from a Patriots perspective.
Back to throw, looks, fires over the middle, caught, rush, a touchdown, welcome.
And from all around the NFL.
It's complete, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Ask your fantasy questions, hear from the experts, and let us be your weekly cheat sheet. Now, here's our resident fantasy geek. Guru Brian Lowe.
And welcome into the Fantasy Lowdown. My name is Brian Lowe here on Patriots.com radio. The Fantasy Lowdown comes your way each and every week. And we love to hear from you. Web radio at Patriots.com or 508-543-7482. We are 1 week removed from a little trip to London. And I definitely want to get into that because a lot of our emailers, regular emailers, and people who are in our fantasy league, the B-Low league that Jason and I are in, are people who are...
Am I really in the league?
Oh, you're very much a part of the league. In fact, you might be the most intriguing team in the league. Will you go 0-14, which is your quest? You're halfway there. Right? Yeah, 0-7, yeah. Halfway there. Very exciting stuff, Jason, but it truly was a great, memorable trip out there in London. We've got all kinds of fantasy storylines. We'll talk about our league. We'll talk about some of the questions that you guys have. We've already got a bunch of emails. Boy, they are churning in. Many thanks to everybody who's already emailed us. That's the thing. We like to get your emails over the course of the week. If you know, something strikes you on Sunday during game day, send us an email. If you're looking at your team trying to figure out free agency on a Wednesday morning, send us an email. We'll get to it on Thursday. You might have to be, just be a little patient, but we will get to it. We're email-driven here on the Fantasy Lowdown, so send in your emails. A lot to get to, even though the Patriots are on a bye week. Things from, you know, everything from Vince Young to Larry Johnson to a couple of other rookie running backs like LeSean McCoy, who got to have your eye on now because of injuries. And we'll look back at last week in fantasy football, and of course take your emails. So right off the bat, Jason, what do you? I see. I got you. Yeah, just I'll hit refresh. Oh, I got you. Jason trying to fill in. Trying to pull up our email here to make sure I've got all the latest emails. Very worthwhile. You know, we granted it's 4:08. Probably should have been doing this earlier, but that's all right. Here we go. Perfect. Got my emails in here. Got several of them I already printed out there, Jason, and we got new ones coming in. So we'll be getting to those in just a
minute.
Right,
I sent you all the ones earlier.
You did.
I get the new ones.
And I printed them off. No, this is good. We've already got 6, 7, 8, something like that. Beautiful.
I'm not the brightest guy in the world.
Ooh, boy, you know, you know it. You know it. So, Jason, you lost again this week. Did you come close? I got to take a look here.
You know what? I thought I had a shot going into Monday night.
Yeah.
I had a player who was still playing.
And, okay, well, that's good.
My opponent was done.
Yep.
But my good man Santana Moss did not put up the points needed to kind of close the gap at the time.
Not so much. When you're relying on a Redskin and it comes down to Monday night, I mean, why even bother? You know,
I figured guy, Moss, and, you know.
A guy named Moss, sure. I see where you're going at. But,
it's a bad way to hang my hat.
I suppose if it's Clinton Portis, you're okay. Well, I lost this week. I lost, it was fairly narrow, 94 to 85. And, you know, had a tough one, just a couple of real clunkers from me, from Bernard Berrien to Shard Choice. I took a chance on Jermichael Finley this week with John Carlson on a bye. It didn't quite work out. Matt Ryan, quarterback, did pretty well. D'Angelo Williams had a big game for me. Green Bay's defense performed well, but ran into Matt Schaub with 22 points and Steve Slayton, that Houston dynamic duo. Pittsburgh got a lot of points. Pittsburgh's defense got a lot of points for Steve's Spanners. So now all of a sudden I'm in a tie. Well, I shouldn't say all of a sudden. It's pretty tight up there in the top. There are two teams at 5-2, and then there's 5 teams at 4-3. So I'm in that mix. And Doctor's Medicine right down there at the bottom. Not only are you 0-7, Jason, the next worst team, there are actually 4 of them at 3-4. So you are just utterly hopeless. Fun having you in the league, though, and you know, your quest for going winless is certainly in full swing.
Could turn around. I could go 500.
It would take quite the turnaround. It would take quite the turnaround. You'd obviously have to win every one of your games. And, hey, listen, is it possible? Sure. But as long as you've got, you know, I'm pulling up your team right here, Jason. You know, Tim Hightower, you're going to want to get rid of. We'll be talking about him in a little bit. You know, Vernon Davis doing well so far, but, you know, you're not going to be able to rely on him, I don't think, for too much longer. I don't know, Jason. You know, you look at your roster, it's not terrible.
The biggest weakness is running back. The receivers, you know, TJ, who's your mama?
Yeah.
You know, Steve Breston's not an A receiver. Reggie Wayne, though, is a pretty decent receiver. Roy Williams has the potential to move up on their depth chart, but
he's only going down, though.
Right. And, you know, I mean, the biggest hole that's killed me all season has been running back, and there just aren't any good running backs available in our league right now that I could pick up.
Yeah, it's a deep league. It's a deep league, and, you know, guys that we're going to get to, you know, like Sean Green is already, I think Sean Green's taken from the Jets. You know, Leon Washington goes down. He becomes, he kind of moves up. LeSean McCoy is a guy, you know, who I think is going to get a lot of opportunities. I picked him up a couple weeks ago, so I'm happy I have him on my team. That should help me out. But it, you know, it just depends. Are you trying to win, or are you trying to, you know, stay?
Well, I mean, just for some perspective, I mean, if you look at the available players in our league, the highest rated running back who's available is projected at 56, and that would be Derek Ward, who I believe you just dropped.
I did just drop. I saw enough at Wembley Stadium. No, I mean, that's, you know, he's losing a lot of carries. Cadillac Williams is the guy out there. He's been a major disappointment, and you know, that offense is really not much going right for that offense, and they're going with Josh Freeman now. Another guy we'll get to in a little bit. Anyways, you know, a lot of the people in our league are guys who I had a chance to meet out there in London, and boy, what a treat it was, because I knew that these guys were passionate about the Patriots. And passionate about the Patriots.com programming, really, to narrow it even more. They love the PFW guys, love listening to Fantasy Lowdown and watching Patriots Today. And it truly was, you could tell how much pride they had in kind of hosting the team out there last week. And it was neat to see them, neat to meet them, neat to put, you know, faces to names. It was really special. James and Paul and London, Cormac. Really a great time for us. You're going to have to bear with me here, everybody. You know, just coming back from London, a little run down, got a scratchy throat here doing the show solo. Got Jason on the horn, too. But, hey, I'm just, it's more of an explanation than an excuse. That's all. That's fine. That's more like it. That actually might have, is that a recording of me? That one is not. That one is not. Thanks. Thanks for really making the listeners excited there to listen. But no, in all honesty, genuinely, this was great. You know, a lot of people who email us every week for the fantasy show are across the pond, and just, you know, they were talking about how excited they were to have us. We're excited to be out there. It was really everything I expected and more. We had a great time on Saturday night. Just a great event. Fred Kirsch was heavily involved at the Sports Cafe along with the UK Patriots, and put on a great show out there. So that was really neat. And, of course, the game itself. Patriots going on with a huge win was really neat. And being at Wembley, that's a first-class stadium. And I'll tell you what, there were a lot of Patriots fans there. There were a lot of Buccaneers fans there. There were a lot of NFL fans in general. I saw just about every single team. I really think every single team represented, which was really neat to see as far as jerseys, people wearing different NFL jerseys. So a great trip to London. Good to be back, but a great trip out there to London. Webradio at Patriots.com. Webradio at Patriots.com is our email address. We want to hear from you. And let's get right to it with the emails for this week. We start out with Steve, and Steve is actually the gentleman, the fine gentleman, who beat me in fantasy this past week. Steve's Spanner. Steve is in Sydney, Australia. Hi, B-Lo and Doc. I won't mention last week's result in B-Lo's league. You already did. But we'll instead move straight on to a couple of who-to-start questions. In my other league, who should I start out of no Sean Moreno and LeSean McCoy? I have Chris Johnson and Ray Rice as my other QBs. So no Sean Moreno and LeSean McCoy. No Sean Moreno with Denver coming off a bye. They've got Baltimore this week, a pretty good defense. And LeSean McCoy with Philadelphia. Philadelphia this week hosts the Giants. And, you know, I'm very high on LeSean McCoy, especially if Brian Westbrook is out, if he's banged up, which he is, concussion, I believe it was. And LeSean McCoy is going to get a lot of opportunities this week. I really think so. The Giants have had a mediocre run defense. You know, you can definitely run on them. Not nearly as good as Baltimore's with no Sean Marino. I think for Denver, it's going to be a little bit of a sluggish game this week. You know, I know I've said this. Everybody, no one can believe that they're 6-0 and that they've been able to keep it all up. And I think they're going to falter a little bit this week against Baltimore. So I'm going to go with LeSean McCoy there on that question there, Steve. And the other one at tight end, who should I start out of Tony Gonzalez and Vasante Shanko? You know, Vasante Shanko is definitely coming on strong, but it's really Tony Gonzalez every week. They play against New Orleans. You play New Orleans, you know it's going to be a shootout. I'm sure Tony Gonzalez is going to be in the mix. Vasante Shanko having a great year, but a little more of a hit or miss guy. So I'll take Tony Gonzalez there on that one, Steve. And Steve says, please don't give Doc too much advice since I'm playing him this week. Love the show, Steve. All right, thanks, Steve. Too late. I gave Jason a lot of advice, but you know it's hopeless with him. It really is hopeless. Webradio at patriots.com is our email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. We've got a phone call right now from Brian, who is at his desk. Brian, how are you?
Good, Bila. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Doing great. Good to hear from you.
Hey, I got a fantasy question for you.
Well, that's what we're here for, Bri.
I guess. I need a running back, man.
It's you need a running back.
Time and all my running backs are out. I got nobody.
Lawrence you got nobody. Oh, now that's something to run. Lawrence Maroney, what?
He's got a bye week, and that's how bad how thin my running back core is.
Well, he certainly is on a bye week. Who are you telling me you literally on your team? You literally don't have a startable running back this week?
No, I have Frank Gore, but I'm looking for a second.
Okay, so you need and literally you have no one else who's startable behind Frank Gore.
I have Jason Snelling.
Okay, I mean, listen, Jason Snelling, you're not going to win your league with Jason Snelling. He's getting a little bit of opportunity in Atlanta because Jarius Norwood is out, and but Michael Turner is the workhorse there. It's not like it's a tandem running backs by any means, Brian. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me you need to know who to pick up. Well, I mean, you know, how deep is your league? I mean, who, you know, are guys like LeSean McCoy, is a guy like that maybe available right now? Is a guy like Sean Green with the Jets, is he available? Or are we really looking at the, you know, the Jason Snellings of the world, you know, as possibilities?
I'm just looking at the waiver wire right now. Laurent McClain is available.
You know, Laurent McClain, you know, I'm not real high on him this week. No. I think with Baltimore, Denver this week, it's going to be, you know, really a more of a defensive battle. I just don't think there's going to be a lot of offense. And he's not a guy to sneeze at, but, you know, in fact, I think he's on doctor's team. So that tells you all you need to know, about how bad he truly, truly is for fantasy. You know, honestly, I'd put Jason Snelling ahead of him maybe this week.
How about Jamal Charles?
Jamal Charles. Listen, Jamal, well, here's the thing. They have a bye. Jamal Charles is a down-the-stretch fantasy guy for sure because Larry Johnson is suspended for the next game, which is 2 weeks from now, and a lot of talk that maybe he'll be cut and won't be around at all. Pick up Jamal Charles. I mean, you might have to suffer this week, but if you have an opportunity to pick up Jamal Charles, I would probably do that. You know, I mean, you might be forced to sit Jason Snelling and just hope for the best, maybe that he's able to break one or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, catch a few passes maybe out of the backfield in Atlanta. I think Atlanta New Orleans is going to be a shootout, so a backup running back in that game, you know, might actually be okay. But you know, it doesn't sound like LeRon McClain is a guy you're going to want to really have in there instead of Snelling. You know, it sounds like you might have to take your chances on Snelling. Hope that some of your other positions come through for you.
All right, thanks, man.
Well, that's Brian at his desk. Jason felt like blowing him up. You're just worried that, you know, he's ridiculing.
I'm just giving Toyota Tacoma a hard time.
Toyota Tacoma. There you go. Well, Brian, thank you for the call. Hope you didn't get in trouble. If you're calling from work, you know, I'm not really sure what you do for a living, but you say you're at your desk. If you were at work, I hope, you know, your boss didn't come around and yell at you for calling a radio show, a fantasy radio show. But your phone call was certainly much appreciated. 508-543-7482 is the number, webradio@patriots.com. I brought up a couple of topics that we should discuss. Vince Young is going to be the starting quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. Josh Freeman is going to be the starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay is on a bye. Tennessee coming off of a bye. Alex Smith is going to be the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. A decent team. I mean, San Fran has some pretty good expectations, but making the change there from Sean Hill. The question is, you know, San Francisco might be in a different category, but like with Tennessee and Tampa Bay, does it really matter? You know, does it really matter? Does Vince, if you want to go try to pick up Vince Young, is he going to be the savior for your team? He's not going to be the savior for the Titans. Could he get you a few running yards? Yeah, maybe. Is he going to throw a lot of touchdown passes? I don't think so. Josh Freeman, rookie, you know, didn't show much in limited time last week against the Patriots in garbage time. I'll be honest, I did take a chance on him in free agency in one of my leagues. One of my leagues that's very deep. We start two quarterbacks every week. And I've been, you know, I had Derek Anderson in there once. I've had Mark Sanchez a little bit. I got Drew Brees, so he's my rock. Although he's got a bye coming up. I'm sorry, no, he doesn't have a bye coming up. I need to fill in a bye that I have Mark Sanchez and all that. So I'm taking the chance on Josh Freeman, hoping for the best. Not all that optimistic, but hoping for the best. The question is, you know, do any of these guys inspire confidence when you're looking to fill a hole at quarterback? It's generally a bad team that has to change quarterbacks. But here's the thing. I actually think that Alex Smith has a chance to be all right. I really do. Maybe not this week against Indianapolis. San Fran plays Indy. Indy has a pretty good pass defense. It might be rocky, but if he gets some of the kinks out of the way right now, I think Alex Smith could open some eyes in fantasy. He's, you know, he's obviously a bust along the lines of like David Carr, guys who are still hanging around, but they're bust. But maybe if the expectations are lowered a little bit, maybe he'll have learned a little bit from his earlier stint as starting quarterback with San Fran. I think there's a chance that Alex Smith could be all right if you really need a guy to start for you at quarterback. So that's my opinion right there on that one. Let's get back here to the emails a little bit. Here's Jeremy. Jeremy emails us every week, owner of the Minnesota Fighting Pike. Hello, thanks for your advice again. I am now 5-2 and in a three-way tie for first place in my 12-team family league. I'm not going to win any tiebreakers because I'm fourth to last in overall points scored. This week I traded the Patriots defense, Beanie Wells, and a banged-up Donnie Avery for Kevin Smith. Also, the inevitable Westbrook injury has happened, but I miscalculated how long my wide receivers would be missed due to injury, so I just traded LeSean McCoy for Johnny Knox. McCoy has averaged less than 3 yards per carry each of the last 3 weeks, and Westbrook will eventually be back. I know these look like poor trades, but I figure I'm in first place, and I just need another 2 to 3 wins to make the playoffs. I can rearrange my roster for the playoffs after that. Well, I do agree that, you know, those trades don't strike me as great trades, but I wouldn't knock yourself too much there. I mean, the Patriots defense, Beanie Wells, Donnie Avery for Kevin Smith. Actually, I don't think that's all that lopsided. Patriots defense, very difficult stretch coming up. There are weeks that you're not going to want to start the Patriots defense. Donnie Avery, he's banged up, doesn't have a good quarterback thrown to him. I don't like Donnie Avery too much. So it really comes down to sort of Beanie Wells for Kevin Smith. And I got to be honest, I'm very high on Kevin Smith. He's very consistent. Doesn't have great yards per carry average, but he scores some touchdowns for a bad team. Beanie Wells, I'm high on as well, and he's definitely taken over more of the carries from Tim Hightower. But Kevin Smith is the guy in Detroit. So, you know, there's something to be said for that. McCoy for Johnny Knox. You know, like you said, you could use McCoy this week, next week, but down the stretch, yeah, maybe not. Maybe Knox is better to have. Jeremy has three questions. His questions regarding two positions. Wide receiver, pick three. Tricky due to injuries to all of them, to all the injuries. Andre Johnson at Buffalo, Calvin Johnson against St. Louis, Anthony Gonzalez versus San Francisco, Derek Mason versus Denver, and Johnny Knox versus Cleveland. Note, Kevin Walter, Marcus Floyd, and Mo Massacoy are free agents. Andre Johnson at Buffalo, he's a lock to start. He's going to be playing. In fact, one of the notes I saw just a little while ago before the show began on Andre Johnson, what was it? He's guaranteed. He is saying he guarantees it'll play. He did return to practice on Thursday. Gary Kubiak stopped short of guaranteeing that he'll play, but he's on track to start. I'm very encouraged, Kubiak said. He took probably pretty close to almost all the reps he normally takes and didn't seem to have any problems. Johnson will likely be fitted with extra protection to help him play against the Bills. Anyways, definitely start him. Calvin Johnson, you know, certainly you're going to want to start him against St. Louis if he plays. Monitor that one. Definitely don't start Anthony Gonzalez. Doesn't look good for him. I don't really like Derek Mason against Denver, but I do like Johnny Knox against Cleveland. I would probably say Andre Johnson, Johnny Knox, and if you say Marcus Floyd here, I believe you mean Malcolm Floyd. I like Malcolm Floyd a lot this week. San Diego playing against Oakland. That's a guy to pick up, and especially if Calvin Johnson's out. Malcolm Floyd, you might want to pick up and play. As of right now, though, if you stick with who you have, I think it's Andre Johnson, Calvin Johnson, and Johnny Knox. If Calvin Johnson isn't going to play, go Derek Mason. I wouldn't think about Anthony Gonzalez. As far as defense, I picked up San Diego this week to play against Oakland. I also have Minnesota, who put up 20 fantasy points in the last game against the Packers. San Diego against Oakland, how can you say no to that one? Definitely a good move picking up San Diego for this week. Probably not down the stretch, but this week... There you go. For this week, they'll be the Superchargers against Oakland. Richard Seymour 2 weeks ago said he thinks Oakland's going to make the playoffs, and they go out and get absolutely obliterated by the Jets. That was good. That was really good. So I'd stick with San Diego this week. You know, Minnesota, definitely a good defense. I just don't really like him against the Packers this week. And then finally from Jeremy, when my trades are finally processed, I'll have two open spots on my roster to add free agents. In addition to the above available wide receivers, Lawrence Maroney, Jamal Lewis, and Justin Fargus are available. Who among the list would you recommend given my current wide receiver running back crop? Thanks. Sincerely, Jeremy. Don't like Jamal Lewis at all. I cautiously like Justin Fargus. I'd say of the bunch, it's Lawrence Maroney, at least as long as Sammy Morris and Fred Taylor are out. I'd take a chance on Maroney there. And with your other one, with those wideouts, you know, I'd go Kevin Walter, although you might hesitate to start both Andre Johnson and Kevin Walter. I understand that. For this week, it's Malcolm Floyd. I'd go Malcolm Floyd and Lawrence Maroney. You may end up cutting Malcolm Floyd in a little bit. He might not be a long-term guy, but that's where I'd go there. Jeremy, thank you very much for your email at webradio@patriots.com. David, who is in the B-Low League, Hooligans. Hey, Brian, I enjoy the show. In a standard ESPN scoring format, I need to start either Pierre Thomas or Mike Bell as my number two running back. New Orleans is going up against Atlanta. I'm leaning towards Bell as he seems to be more effective and is getting just as many carries as Thomas. Steve Slayton against Buffalo is my number one running back. Your thoughts? Slayton, yep, keep him going, definitely against Buffalo. But I'll tell you what, I think Pierre Thomas is probably your guy over Mike Bell. Just reading some of the stuff from the New Orleans Times-Picayune. Thomas can be expected to receive more carries Monday night against Atlanta. He only received 8 against Miami. Don't expect Peyton to make the same mistake against the Falcons offense, capable of putting up big numbers. Thomas should receive more carries early in the game. Mike Bell is established as the closer for the second half. Thomas is capable, but will have to do more damage earlier in games before Peyton brings in Bell's fresh legs. And as far as Bell, he didn't touch the ball until midway through the third quarter, ripped off a 35-yard run. He was a workhorse in the fourth quarter. It is a tough one. I'd probably go Thomas more. I feel like still, if Thomas is on a roll, Mike Bell might get some carries, but Thomas will still get his opportunities. That's just my opinion. I would probably go Pierre Thomas over Mike Bell this week, but it's a tough one because of the situation down there in New Orleans, who's getting the chances as far as carries. With the Saints. Fantasy Lowdown, webradio@patriots.com is our email address. We've got a bunch of emails still to get to and touch on a few other fantasy columns from around the World Wide Web. We'll get to all that and more of your emails coming right up here on the Fantasy Lowdown.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter. We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted!
What?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan!
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
I was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America NA member PIC. Copyright 2009 Bank of America Corporation.
Hello?
The Patriots are celebrating their 50th anniversary, and you can too at the Patriots Pro Shop. The Patriots Pro Shop is the place to find all the official 50th season merchandise. Everything from the 1963 jerseys the players are wearing this season to polos, sweatshirts, and hats featuring the original Pat Patriot logo. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots merchandise, including many 50th season items that you won't find anywhere else. Located next to Gillette Stadium at Patriot Place, the Patriots Pro Shop is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 24 hours a day at PatriotsProShop.com. And if you order from PatriotsProShop.com, we'll ship your order for just $5. You'll know it's authentic when you order from PatriotsProShop.com because your item is being shipped from Gillette Stadium. Celebrate 50 years of Patriots football at the Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Lowdown on Patriots.com Radio. Brian Lowe here with you every Thursday from 4 to 5 Eastern. And if you're listening to us on a podcast or downloaded after the fact, we much appreciate that. If you're listening to us live, much appreciate that as well. Send us an email at webradio@patriots.com, webradio@patriots.com.
This is John Hanna, Patriot Hall of Famer. Download the podcast now.
If that doesn't do it for you, I mean, if John Hanna persuades you or pleads with you to download the podcast, you better do that.
Hey, this is Doug Flutie. I may still be giving my retirement press conference, but download the podcast now.
Not so much. That's all right. Cormac from Ireland. It was great to meet Cormac. Cormac is one of our loyal listeners and emailers. Saw Cormac at the UK Patriots flag football game on Saturday afternoon out there at the a field just outside of London, and then at the sports cafe later that evening. Hey, Brian, welcome home. I trust you had a great trip. I somehow managed to miss you at the UK patch party on Saturday night, but of course you did get a chance to admire my incredible NFL talent on Saturday afternoon. Anyhow, great to finally meet you.
That was a disgraceful performance.
Well, the UK Patriots, I don't know if the PFW guys have talked about this at all during the week. The UK Patriots, a valiant effort. They went against a Bucks Power team that had a couple of ringers, clearly. And Bucks Power did win. They beat them handily. Even the coaching of John Smith on the Patriots sideline couldn't get it done. But a very spirited effort.
Diddly poo offensively.
They actually did. They made a few plays. They did more than diddly poo offensively, the Patriots. They scored, I think it was tied at one point, a touchdown apiece. It wasn't for lack of effort, though, Jason. It was not for lack of effort.
PFW guys said that the UK Patriots at one point said that the Buccaneers team's fat guys were better than some of them.
Well, I'll tell you what, they took it all in stride. They did take it all in stride. It was kind of funny to see them play. You know, listen, some of these guys, I know they play in a British, American Football League, and on both teams. Some of the UK Patriots guys, or at least one or two of them, do as well. So it was, you know, this wasn't a foreign concept to them, playing American football. But, boy, they were into it, and they did a really good job arranging it, playing Buck Power. It was cool because the mascots from both teams were there and were kind of messing around with each other. And cheerleaders as well. It was a good time. Good time out there. Fortunately, the weather cooperated really all weekend out there in London. So, anyways, from Cormac, I have a general question for you. Now, as we approach the midpoint of the season, I'm wondering at what stage one needs to start considering the fantasy football playoff weeks in terms of perhaps buying low, selling high players with good or bad matchups late at the end of the season. For example, let's imagine if the Giants had good matchups for weeks 15 and 16 and, say, Tennessee had really tough matchups. Do you consider selling Chris Johnson high and buying low for Brandon Jacobs? This is only an example and not based on the actual schedule, but you get the idea, I hope. I guess what I'm trying to figure out is at what stage you consider your team is going to be a playoff contender, but that you feel you can afford to take a roster hit now and the gamble that your team will be in playoff contention and you'll have the best players at playoff time to beat the rest. I hope that makes some sense, some kind of sense for you, Brian. Thanks so much again for your sterling advice, Cormac from Ireland. Cormac, you make a great point. I would say that right now is too early. You've got to really be, I mean, you've got to be 7-0 and really have locked up a spot to really look close at the end of the season. But here's where I'd say it makes sense. I think it makes sense soon to start looking in those terms. Often with your high-end players, you know, you're going to want to start them every week. So Chris Johnson, Brandon Jacobs, you know, I would say that there's a pretty good chance you're going to want to start either one of them. It might not necessarily behoove you to make take a big roster hit now for that kind of a trade-off because it might be too even. I think with defenses, I think that's really where you can make some hay. To me, defenses, especially this year, where there are so many bad NFL teams, you know, you can almost go week to week with defenses on the waiver wire. Find an NFL defense playing a very bad team, start that defense, and maybe cut them the next week. You know, example this week is Chicago. Chicago plays Cleveland. Now, Chicago got destroyed by Cincinnati last week. I mean, destroyed. And on the surface, Chicago's defense, not going to want to touch them. Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to want to touch them against Cleveland this week. If you're in a bind in defense this week, you're going to want to use Chicago's defense against Cleveland. So that all gets us back to, you know, these last couple weeks of the NFL season, which are the playoff weeks. I think as far as defense, you know, I'm looking at, week 16, December 25th, 27th, 28th, and looking at some of the games. New Orleans. You know, New Orleans defense, it's not a top-tier defense. They're playing well. You know, they've had their moments, but, I mean, you saw what happened with Miami, a couple of the other shootout games. Well, they host Tampa Bay. I'll tell you what, if you can reserve a roster spot for New Orleans for those last couple weeks of the season, they host Tampa Bay on, what was the date there, on December 27th. And in the previous week they host Dallas. So you might not want to start them there. But if you're extremely confident where you're going to be down the stretch and in the playoffs, New Orleans hosting Tampa Bay in your fantasy playoff week, can you imagine if you can spring that defense against that putrid offense on your opponent if you happen to make the playoffs? Listen, it's a little bit arrogant. It's a little bit arrogant to do something like that, but I do really think that with defense, you know, you can get by that way. Here's another one in the playoff in what's typically the NFL the fantasy finals. Arizona hosts St. Louis in the final week. Now, Arizona, another team, they've got a great run defense this year, and they're a worthwhile starting defense, terrible pass defense. But Arizona plays St. Louis in the final week of the season. Guess who they play in the second to last week? Think about this. If you're in the playoffs, week 15 of the NFL season, week 16 of the NFL season, Arizona plays at Detroit and then home against St. Louis. I wish I saw this. I wish I noticed this earlier. I maybe would have led my show with this, Cormac. Arizona plays Detroit and St. Louis in what would be the two fantasy playoff seasons. Playoff weeks. If you can afford to hold the roster spot for Arizona right now, and maybe start Arizona sporadically between now and then, if it's a good matchup, do it. do it. It doesn't matter who your defense is. That's a good one to keep in mind. Imagine if you can spring Arizona's defense against St. Louis or Arizona's defense against Detroit in a fantasy playoff week. So I would say it's too early right now, Cormac, to really look ahead at matchups for offensive players. But I think for defense, it's not too early. You're going to want to have a backup defense anyways. You kind of might want to have two defenses. Go week to week, but look for Arizona, New Orleans. Those are just two as I'm looking at here during the show. If I do a little more analysis, maybe for next week, I will take a closer look at that, Cormac. But it's a great question, a great topic. Thanks for bringing that up. And I would say for defense, definitely be looking ahead. Good to meet you, Cormac, out there. Good to meet you at the flag football game. You should have come up to me at the UK party, UK Patriots party at the Sports Cafe, but I'm very happy I was able to meet you at a certain point.
You know who I am.
Thanks for that, Jason. You know, people did know who I was. They did. They loved the show. They watched the show. They were asking for Christina, actually, mostly. That's really what it came down to.
You're kind of a big deal.
No, I'm not. But they were happy to see me. But really, a lot of them were just happy to see me to ask me if Christina was, you know, around the corner.
So how many, I know we joked about this before you left. How many boxes of Sharpies did you take?
Forgot the Sharpies at home. I didn't bring any Sharpies. I didn't sign autographs. People, it was great to interact with people. These are the
I figured people would have printed out their fantasy team and had you autograph it as the person who gave them their advice.
What do you think that would go for on eBay? No comment. Fair enough. Paul in London.
$1 million.
I wish. Paul from London emails in another guy that I was very happy to meet. Hey, Brian, hope you're okay after your excursions to our good old country. It was nice to see you and meet the guy behind the show. But it was nicer to see the cheerleaders. Hey, Paul, I understand. Four Patriots cheerleaders made the trip. Four lovely ladies, and they were out there at the flag football game. They were really everywhere.
I like your boobs.
they were troopers, and they were. It was exciting to have them there. And Paul, I'm happy you were able to meet them and enjoy their company, if you will. Not many questions this week, but in a 16-team league with only Brady as my quarterback, should I pick up Vince Young? I know a few QBs are available, however, but can't check as I'm on vacation until Friday, but needed to drop you an email. Pass on Vince Young. I'd say pass on Vince Young. I just think that team is going nowhere. And the one good thing in Vince Young's favor is, you know, the fact that he can run and that they have a pretty good running game. So that should open up a little bit of the offense, but he is so erratic as a passer. I just think it would take a lot for me to want to start Vince Young on my fantasy team. I'd look at Alex Smith before I look at Vince Young. I'd look at Josh Freeman before I look at Vince Young, to be perfectly honest with you, Paul. That's where I stand right now. Trying to remember my other teams. This is Paul, who's on vacation. Felix Jones or Tashard Choice? Who to drop, Falk or Maroney? Start, Favre or McNabb? Felix Jones or Tashard Choice? It's got to be Felix Jones whenever he's healthy. And Tashard Choice, you know, he's in the mix, but it's Felix Jones against Seattle. Who to drop, Falk or Maroney? You know, drop Kevin Falk. He's definitely, hasn't been really as much in the mix. You know, he's never really much of a fantasy impact guy. But this year, I guess I'm a little surprised that he hasn't had quite the same number of touches as he's had in some previous years. So if you're going to drop one of those two, it's definitely Falk. Keep Maroney, at least in the short term. He'll be their lead back while Sammy Morris and Fred Taylor are out. And then as far as who to start, Favre or McNabb, I think Brett Favre is going to be throwing the ball a ton this week in trying to, back at Green Bay. Huge game, obviously. McNabb against the Giants. Yeah, I think it's close, but I'd probably go Favre because I think he's going to throw the ball a lot. I think he's going to have some productivity throwing to Sidney Rice, Bernard Berrien. So go with Favre there. And finally, any sleepers for the second half of the season? Nice to meet you, Brian. Hopefully meet you in Foxborough next year, Paul in London. Sleepers for the second half of the season, Sean Green, running back for the Jets. He's going to get some opportunities with Thomas Jones, alongside Thomas Jones. He's one for you. I'll give you for quarterback, I'll give you Matt Moore, Carolina. I think Jake Delhomme is going to get cut, not get cut. He's going to get dropped in the lineup soon by Carolina. I really think so. They can't keep going with him. You certainly can't keep going with him in your fantasy lineup. And I think Moore has a chance to maybe have an opportunity. They've got some good wide receivers there. Just need someone to get him the ball. Get them the ball. I think I think who else was I going to say here? I lost my train of thought as far as a sleeper. Wide receivers, you know, I had a couple that I had my eye on. Wide receivers, you know, Sidney Rice, he's not a sleeper anymore. I just mentioned him. He's not a sleeper, but he's, you know, this week against Green Bay, he's got 4 of his 10 touchdowns in his career have come against Green Bay. So I definitely like him, this week. Here's one at tight end, Fred Davis, Washington, with Chris Cooley down, maybe not quite for the year, but, out for a little while. I think, Fred Davis is their backup there, and I think he's going to get some chances. So, there's a couple there for you, Paul. Good to meet you out there, and thank you very much. Webradio at patriots.com is our email address, 508-543-7482. Wanted to mention the Kansas City running back situation with Larry Johnson out and suspended, at least for the next game. There's a chance that he's done in Kansas City. They are probably fed up with his act. I don't think it was going to take too much for Scott Pioli to get fed up with his act. So it opens up an opportunity for Jamaal Charles. Now, I had said from the get-go, you know, with Matt Cassel there in Kansas City, I just didn't think it was going to work out well early on. I figured if the Chiefs were patient with him and if fantasy owners are patient with him, it could turn around. It just might not be this year even. And I think Jamaal Charles has an opportunity maybe to open some eyes in Kansas City in the running game, which could open things up for the offense as a whole after they have their bye week this week. You know, Jamaal Charles is a guy to look at long term. And hope, you know, try to pick him up this week. Hope that Larry Johnson, for your sake, if you do have Jamaal Charles, hope that Larry Johnson is suspended and then maybe cut from Kansas City, opening the door for Jamaal Charles. Joshua in California. Hey, Brian, I got a quick one for you this week. Michael Jenkins or Lance Moore? They're playing each other, but most of my other wide receivers have a bye. Are there any good waiver wire picks at running back? Also, do you think any team with a losing streak will win this week? All right, thanks. Keep up the great work. Joshua from California. Very interesting questions right there. I actually really like Michael Jenkins down the stretch here in the second half of the season, believe it or not. I think he doesn't have a touchdown yet, and you know, a lot of touchdown passes to wide receivers, and that offense go to Roddy White, obviously. So, you know, the question between Lance Moore and Michael Jenkins, as of right now, I'd probably lean toward Lance Moore. You know, Drew Brees throwing the ball. It's going to be a shootout. He'll be going to every one of their wide receivers. You know, I think Lance Moore has the edge this week, but slight, very slight edge in that one right there. I do like Michael Jenkins. I think Michael Jenkins is going to have an opportunity to not just rack up yardage, but get some touchdowns as well this second half of this year. But I'd go Lance Moore slightly this week. Any good waiver wire picks at running back? You know, we've mentioned a bunch of these. You know, one odd name that came up earlier was Jason Snelling for Atlanta. And, you know, he kind of takes the Jarius Norwood role. And, you know, in this matchup against New Orleans, the more I think about it, you know, I think any offensive player is going to shine this week. I really do, Atlanta and New Orleans. So there's one. And, you know, guys that I've mentioned earlier, some of these rookies, Sean Green, LeSean McCoy, Beanie Wells, these are guys you're going to want to pick up. You know, it's hard at this point. There's a deep crop at running back. It depends on how deep your league is, on some of these guys. You know, keep in mind the Denver guys. I don't really like them this week, but, you know, Karell Buckhalter, if he's available, I think he's going to be a guy that is startable, over the course of the second half of the year, even with Sean Moreno, in the mix. So there's a few. Any team with a losing streak who I think is going to win this week. Well, let's look at the teams that have been terrible. Cleveland, no, they're not beating Chicago in Chicago. I just don't see that happening. St. Louis at Detroit, hey, both teams stink. One of them's going to have to win unless there's a bye. I'm putting my money on Detroit for that one. So, you know, when two terrible teams play, you know, very small chances of tie. So someone's got to win right there. Oakland at San Diego. Oakland's not on a losing streak. They won a few weeks ago, but, you know, I don't see them winning this week. And then, you know, you got a couple of terrible teams, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, who are on a bye. You know, Carolina at Arizona. Yeah, Carolina, I guess, has a chance, but don't really like them. Tennessee hosting Jacksonville. Maybe they get a spark from Vince Young, but I don't see it. I think we're just seeing one of these years, Joshua, where the gap, you know, there's some very, very good teams, some dominant teams, and there are a handful of terrible teams, and there's such a huge gap there. Unless the terrible teams are playing each other like St. Louis and Detroit this week, just don't see it. But that's why they play the games. There'll probably be some surprises out there in the NFL this week, Josh. So thank you for your email. We got a couple questions here from Chris. Hey, B-Low, who should I start this week for wide receiver, Lee Evans or Percy Harvin? For tight end, John Carlson or Jeremy Shockey? Also, picked up Shard Choice last week. Is he worth keeping on my bench? Well, Chris, the Lee Evans, Percy Harvin question is a good one because you've got your classic case of a guy,
Ferreira
Lee Evans.
Sucks, Merry Christmas.
What was that one?
Ferreira sucks, Merry Christmas.
Ah, well, you know, I didn't really exactly say the last name of this emailer, but it is Chris Ferreira, now that you're bringing that up, our esteemed webmaster. I'm very much trying to help him out here. Lee Evans, probably the better bet overall, but not a good quarterback throwing the ball to him. He's got Ryan Fitzpatrick as they go up against Houston. And then Percy Harvin with Minnesota against Green Bay, you got to lean toward Harvin in this case. I think you want to start any of the Minnesota wide receivers this week against Green Bay. Brett Favre is going to be throwing the ball. Green Bay has got a good pass defense, but like I always say with wide receivers, the quarterback of that team, if he throws the ball and throws interceptions, that doesn't hurt you as an owner of one of the wide receivers. That hurts the owner of the quarterback. If he keeps on throwing the ball, some of them are going to land where you need them to land. Go Percy Harvin this week. John Carlson or Jeremy Shockey? You know, I've got to go Shockey just because, like I've said, you know, this New Orleans-Atlanta game is going to be a shootout. Start all of them. You know, John Carlson I like. You know, just not so much this week. I think in many weeks, John Carlson is a startable guy. If you got both Carlson and Shockey, you're going to start Shockey. And then picking up Tashard Choice, worth keeping on the bench? Yeah, definitely. Between Barber and Jones and Dallas, you know, Tashard Choice is going to get his chances because of injuries there. So, Chris, I'd say if you picked up Tashard Choice, you're going to be happy with him eventually. Hang on, be patient, but you're probably going to want to use him. A little more from Chris, some waiver wire questions. Who should I pick up at running back? On the waiver wire, Carnell Williams, Carrell Buckhalter, Mike Bell, also Felix Jones is out there. You know, if Cadillac Williams is out there, you know, he doesn't help you this week because they have a bye, but he's definitely the best of the bunch among those, Chris. Pick up Cadillac Williams. He's all they got, really. He's all they've got. I happen to like Carrell Buckhalter down the stretch in Denver. I like Moreno there, and I also like Buckhalter, so he's another one to keep in mind. Not a huge Mike Bell fan, but, hey, he's getting some reps. He's getting some carries. You could do worse. And then as far as Felix Jones, you know, you have Tashard Choice. Bring in Felix Jones. You know, you can kind of stockpile those guys. Go week to week. See who works best for you in that particular week. So an interesting question. But if Cadillac Williams is available, you know, he's seeing carries. He's getting yardage. And, you know he's going to score a touchdown here or there. So thank you, Chris, for all that you do here. And thanks for emailing. Next up in the inbox here, webradio@patriots.com. This is from Ian. Hey, B-Lo. Hope you enjoyed your trip to London. I actually seen you in the sports cafe. Seen. That's good grammar. Come on, Ian. But didn't come up to you as you appeared occupied with your lady friends. How about that to pump up the ego, Jason?
Speechless.
Yeah, I could tell. Well, I had a lady friend out there. My girlfriend was out there with me. That was a lot of fun. And, hey, but Ian, come bother me. I you know, that's why I was there. See you guys hang out.
Touch the hiney.
Oh, thanks very much, Jason.
Not me, obviously you.
Oh, of course.
That's what you were thinking.
Oh, of course, of course. But I did enjoy the trip, and I would have loved to meet you, Ian. Thanks for mentioning that. Thanks for coming there. Since the last time I've emailed, I made a couple of moves and trades. Okay, he goes through who he had. Jay Cutler and Matt Hasselbeck, Adrian Peterson, Brandon Jacobs, Willie Parker, Reggie Wayne, Steve Smith of Carolina, Derek Mason, Jericho Cotchery, and Johnny Knox, Antonio Gates, Heath Miller, John Kearney, Patriots defense. I've since traded Johnny Knox and Heath Miller for Steven Jackson, which I considered a steal. Your thoughts? You know, yeah, I do consider that a steal, to be honest with you. I'm not sure when you made the trade. I mean, Johnny Knox having a great year. Based on expectations. Heath Miller, you know, I've said this all year long, at tight end, it's very deep. You can trade a tight end that you have and probably pick someone up, you know, like like Benjamin Watson, for instance, or JerMichael Finley, and get by with some of these other guys who are having good years. And Steven Jackson, it's interesting. He has not scored a touchdown yet, but he's got tons of yardage. He's top, I don't know, top five, top seven, something like that. In as far as total yardage goes, they play St. Louis this week. He's definitely going to score. I'm sorry, they play Detroit. I definitely think he's going to score. So not a bad move to have Steven Jackson there. I also dropped Willie Parker and picked Julius Jones off the wire as he has a good matchup week 9 against the Lions when I need him to start alongside Jacobs. Great thinking right there. Willie Parker, injury prone. Rashard Mendenhall getting the carries now. That's a great move. I think that's a really good move. Julius Jones, not a guy I like to look at every single week, but that's the way you look forward. Look ahead at some matchups. Playing the Lions, that's a good one. With my spare roster spot, I've picked up the Bears defense for this week to cover the Pats bye week. Again, Ian, you know the drill. Pick up the Bears defense. I like that. I don't usually keep two defenses for any length of time, but would you ever advise this as a good idea? The Pats schedule doesn't get much easier for the defense in the coming weeks. Other defenses available are Bengals, Texans, Seahawks, Falcons, Panthers, Browns, and Cowboys. Any advice? Here's my advice. I brought this up earlier, Ian. You made a great move there. Pick up Chicago for this week. Go week to week. The Bears are not having a good year defensively. And last week was just a prime example. They're a matchup team. And honestly, so are the Patriots. You know, 2 weeks when they play Miami, you know, I don't know. We saw what Miami did here last year. I'm sure that's not going to happen again, but not sure how confident I'd be in the Patriots' defense against Miami. Certainly not against New Orleans. Certainly not against Indy. I would say, yeah, have two defenses. Have one that's sort of the week-to-week, and have one that's sort of the long-range one. Like I mentioned earlier, you got some defenses that down the stretch later in the year, if you're in the playoffs, Arizona is one of them, you're going to want to have on your team. Go week to week. That's my advice. And I really think if you have a one, you know, top-notch, top-five defense, obviously you're going to want to start that defense each week and never cut that defense. But you could still go week to week if you have a better matchup. So I like the way you're thinking there with Chicago. Keep doing that. One last thing, Hasselbeck has been inconsistent this year so far and cost me a game 2 weeks ago when he put up 0 points. Should I pick up Eli Manning from the wire? I've struggled with Hasselbeck all this year. I have him on a couple of my teams. Like him a lot. He's been very hit or miss. He's had two massive games. He's had an injury. He's had a couple of clunkers. You know, it seems like when things are going well at home, you know, Hasselbeck can have a huge week for you. Eli Manning, I actually honestly put Manning and Hasselbeck in similar categories. You know, I think each one of them are, you know, you're going to cringe sometimes when you play them. They're probably ranked similarly in your league. I would stick with Hasselbeck, to be honest with you. If you can pick up Eli Manning and cut someone else, if you have two quarterback spots and it's Hasselbeck and Manning, that I would do. If you have someone else you could cut, Ian, wouldn't be a bad move to have the two of them because neither one are guys I'm really comfortable starting each week. But if you have both, you can go week to week, and that'll work. So, Ian, thank you very much. Would have been great to meet you, but I appreciate you emailing instead this week. One other email here. This is from Nick. You know, I think he's upstairs with Chris. He's upstairs with Chris. So we appreciate Nick emailing in. Hey, Brian, I have a few starting questions. QB, Peyton Manning, or Favre to start? Now, there is a good question. Peyton Manning or Brett Favre this week? Wow. You're going to have to go Peyton Manning. But there aren't all that many quarterbacks that I'd start ahead of Favre this week. If you have both Manning and Favre on your team, that's pretty good. Manning against anyone you start. I don't care what defense it is. This week it's home against San Francisco. Are you kidding me? No question about it. You start Manning. Although I love Favre this week, you start Manning. Nick, maybe you can trade Favre and get some kind of blockbuster for him. If someone who's crazy about Favre for this week, you know, see what you can do there. Defense.
Brett Favre.
There you go. Defense, Philly or New Orleans for defense? Philly against the Giants, New Orleans against Atlanta. Not wild about either one of them, but no chance you can start New Orleans defense. I just, you know, against Atlanta, it's not going to be pretty. I think it's going to be a shootout, kind of like last week, New Orleans and Miami. I think Philly has a better opportunity to stop the Giants than New Orleans has to stop Atlanta. So, yeah, I'd start Philly among those. Rock on. The show is good for us rookies in fantasy football. Hey, Nick, much appreciated. Happy to help rookies, veterans alike here on the Fantasy Lowdown. Boy, do we have a lot of emails there in the inbox this week, Jason. Very promising, and we like I always say, email us all throughout the week. That's what we want to do. Just quickly get into some of the rankings this week. Greg Rosenthal, goal line stand on rotoworld.com. We've had Greg on the show, and it's a great website, great rankings. His top five quarterbacks this week are Peyton Manning against San Francisco, Drew Brees against Atlanta, Philip Rivers against Oakland, Aaron Rodgers against Minnesota, and Matt Schaub against Buffalo. And I mentioned that Atlanta-New Orleans game. Matt Ryan is ranked ninth down there. I'd maybe slide him up a little bit, but some other worthwhile, like Jay Cutler against Cleveland, Kurt Warner against Carolina, other worthwhile candidates there for starting quarterbacks. Running backs, top five. Adrian Peterson against Green Bay, of course. Maurice Jones-Drew against Tennessee, got to be licking his chops. Chris Johnson against Jacksonville, that's a good matchup right there. Steven Jackson against Detroit, love him this week. And Ray Rice against Denver, I think that's too high for Ray Rice this week. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Then he's got Steve Slayton, Ronnie Brown, Frank Gore, Marion Barber, D'Angelo Williams. I'd probably move Ray Rice down and Steve Slayton up, flip-flop those guys, but right on target there, Greg. Wide receivers, Andre Johnson against Buffalo. He's listed as questionable, guarantees he's going to play, and if he does, that could be a big game for him. Vincent Jackson against Oakland. I'm a big fan of the Phillip Rivers-Vincent Jackson tandem. That's going to be big this week and down the stretch. Reggie Wayne, Larry Fitzgerald, and Marcus Colston, then rounding out top 10, Roddy White, Calvin Johnson, DeSean Jackson, Brandon Marshall, and Mike Sims-Walker. Who would have ever thought Mike Sims-Walker would be a top 10 wide receiver in fantasy? Tight ends, Antonio Gates against Oakland, big matchup there. Dallas Clark, Owen Daniels, who's the leading tight end in yardage and very close in touchdowns this year. Then Jason Witten and Tony Gonzalez. And the defenses, like I said, there's a lot of bad teams in the NFL, so you can kind of go week to week. Chargers aren't going to be the number one defense too many weeks. They are this week against Oakland. Chicago not going to be the number two defense too many weeks. They are this week against Cleveland. Then you got the Jets against Miami, Cardinals against Carolina, and the Vikings against Green Bay. Heck of a show this week. Sorry if I had to take some pauses there and had to take some water, but I should be back at full strength next week. Many thanks to all the emailers, and again, many thanks to all of the guys in London that we were able to meet. It was really cool being out there. My thanks to Jason. Email us all throughout the week, webradio@patriots.com, and we will be back with you next Thursday from 4 to 5 Eastern here on patriots.com radio.